Well, I'm booing from the park again. I think it's probably just... Well, I've got nothing else to do with my hands when I'm walking around the park with Poppy, and she's running around as crazy as she does when we first get her. So, I guess it's the time of day when I'm out in the park that I feel pretty jubilant. Because despite my break, well, not despite, but you know, my break from booing my daughter, my mental health state and that, was because of depression, but it's basically slowly but surely occurring and becoming apparent that, you know, and I knew this already really, but you don't really know it till it's happening. It's a slow process, basically. I thought I was over my agoraphobia, and then I went and really scared myself a few times by pushing myself too far, and I went back miles. So I boo when I'm in the park, I suppose, because I'm out of the house. And I must do a little... I signed up for this thing. I can't remember what it's called. I can't remember, but it's... you know, it's for people who actually get out of their house to tag interesting things. I don't know what I'll tag. There's an orchard in the park. Maybe I'll do that. Or there's a compost heap for the community to use in the park. I don't think anyone in Hackney... Well, not many people seem to know about it. Oh, Poppy's decided I need to pause this as she attempts to contribute fertiliser to the football pitch. I'll be back in a second. Right, okay. Where was I? Yeah, just booing. I suppose I might put this a boo. I've made a new blog, and but a personal blog, because I use Tumblr as an aggregator, really, of things I find interesting on the internet. And want to share with people, because it tweets out my interesting links that I find. So I've set up a blog, kind of meant a lot to me, the name. It's called Colts Playground. Initially I set up a site called Colts Playground about 3 years ago, when I decided a game community I was part of wasn't functioning as I thought a game community could, and I just wanted a server to play with friends, and eventually it turned into a game community with about 1,000 members, you know, over the year, and we had a live meetups and we played lots of different games. It was really good fun. And then we're still around, but we're just called Play Stuff now, because frankly, calling a game community Cult Playground means that Cult gets F of a lot of emails and PMs asking for support about server issues and all sorts of things. So yes, why am I telling you that? I think I'm just generally rambling. Because Cult Playground is the name of my new blog. It's going to be where I publish my game levels I design, the web projects. I'm making a few little web apps that are, you know, none of this is for profit. I'm sick, I'm not very well, you know. It's just me learning, and it's fun to sort of do things. I'm having a little play about with a thing that makes Buzz and Twitter very easy to work at once, because at the moment they clash a bit. But I'm sure that the people at Google will solve that problem before I do, so... anyone who's listening, since I will be posting this on my blog, actually, I should just fill you in, because I'll probably mention things and it'll sound really cryptic if I don't give you a little bit of background, but... my real name is Mark. I started using Audioboo because I have agoraphobia following a couple of mental breakdowns. Those mental breakdowns happened because I had a 15-year career in a stressful job in the city of London as a negotiator, and now pretty much a bloke who's scared to leave his house for more than a mile has always been a good communicator. But you know, I did a psychology degree and stuff, but in the real world, I've got a real issue with, like, you know. Well, let me give you a small example. There's a thing called pleasing behaviour, which, for example, you pull up at the traffic lights and you ask someone directions, and they give you perfect directions to wherever you need to be going, but you spend the whole time smiling and nodding because you want them to like you. And basically multiply that to a dysfunctional degree, and you get something approaching what's been called acute personality disorder, an objectionable title, if you ask me. But I'm sort of halfway between diagnoses. I may be bipolar. I may have various things, but they're just labels as far as I'm concerned. I'm quite happy to be a little bit unstable. I'm never dangerous, just often a bit too manic and a bit too over enthusiastic. Dysfunctional enthusiasm, I think I said I prefer to call it when I spoke to the psychiatrist last. But it's also periodically interrupted by depressive months or periods, and you know, I'm kind of like pretty self-aware individual. You never thought it'd happen to him, really, but I'm determined to talk about it to myself because this gets archived to my RSS feed. I want to understand what the hell happened, you know. I worked for a mental health charity while I was doing my degree for 4 years, voluntarily, and always thought I was sane as you like, but when I look back, clearly my whole life has been spent trying to find the answers to some kind of like fruitiness in my head. Anyway, that's enough of that, but I wanted to give you some background so I don't have to mention it to put context on booze. I don't boo for your benefit, unless it says in the title something interesting. I boo for my own, and if it says STB or self-therapy boo at the bottom, you can feel free to ignore that. It's just my diary. Audio Boo is a marvellous tool. I've used it since this time last year or so, when it's launched. The people there are fantastic. They are proper social... I'm scared to say social media, it sounds like too much of a label for them. They're too unique, they're truly engaging, innovative, interesting and passionate people. If you haven't checked out Audio Boo and you're listening to this, then I really urge you to, because it's the radio for the masses, basically. Go and start recording your own audio Boo. You can do it in a web browser, you can do it on your iPhone, on an Android phone. It's geotagged, you can take a photograph. It's brilliant, it's really, really good. And if you get really interested, there is a pro edition that the BBC and the British Library and all sorts of people use a lot. But you just wouldn't know it because it's white labelled. Yeah, so have a good day. I'm going to carry on walking around the park with my nutty dog doing circles around me and scaring the living daylights out of birds. And I'm just generally going to continue to feel really chuffed because I'm out, I've done the park thing, I've got out of my house, you know. I've got something I can post on that location tracking thing. Hackney Downs. Anyway, have a good one.